He is the pride of Hyde Park High School. Herbie Hancock is 82 years old today, or should I say 82 years young. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. There is something that is 100 years old, and I'm not talking about WGN. I'm talking about Dinkle's Bakery, and Norm Dinkle is on the phone. How are you today, Norm?
Good evening, Lisa. I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm guessing that you never thought closing a bakery would cause so much work, right?
No, I'm overwhelmed. I'm telling you, the outpouring of love and support is just incredible. I never in my life experienced something like this. I did not know that Dinkle's Bakery had so many thousands of fans from across the country. I'm honored that my family bakery was so part of their family lives. It's a real honor.
Yeah, one of the things you posted that really hit me was you've been there for everyone's moments like baptisms and weddings, and then you've been there for their sad moments. You've made pastries and cakes for their funerals, and I bet you never realized how woven you were into the fabric of people's lives.
No, I know what I have to tell you, in this fast-paced world and where we take everything for granted, I mean, I had to make this decision based solely on age. I was just overwhelmed. The outpouring of the fact that Dinkle's Bakery was part of so many people's lives, and it's and I'm telling you, it's an honor, and I do have bittersweet emotions because it's sad closing up a business. It's sad that my employees be looking for jobs. On the good side of that, there are a lot of opportunities for them, and it's sad to no longer be able to service our fans, their families. So, but the other fact is that we don't live forever, and I'm going out with all the flags flying high.
You're the fourth generation. Your great grandparents came from Bavaria and opened the bakery. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm the third generation. Yes, so they came over. It's a cute story. We have to remember back in the 1910s, 12s, when the bakers who owned bakeries wanted to go back to Germany on vacation. You didn't get on a jet plane and fly over there in 8 hours. They had to take a ship. So most of them were gone for 6, 7, 8 months. And my grandfather, who left Schulze Birch Baking Company, was running their bakeries. And almost in every case, those bakeries were doing better when the bakery boss came back from vacation. So my grandfather said, you know, I think I got a knack for this. And he and my late grandmother, who was merchandising Whiz and created the Chicago Showcase, one of the first women to make sure that the wheelchair access to get into the store. This is all back in the 40s. That's pretty progressive thinking.
And yes.
It's an interesting run. When the bakery opened up in 1922, according to my late father, there were 7,000 retail bakeries in the city of Chicago. 7,000.
And we're seeing them close. We're seeing them close at a rapid rate. This is Norm Dinkle,
yes,
owner of Dinkle's Bakery. And you put the sign up, April 30th is your last day. And then, what, the next day or two, you sold 5,000 donuts in one day?
Yeah, we're selling anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 to 12,000 donuts a day right now.
You are so loved, and I would imagine everybody wants to stop and have a conversation with you as well.
They want pictures. I tell them my picture's hanging in the post office. They said, that's not good enough. We want a lot of pictures. So, you know what? And it's fun to go out and talk to the customers, meet the customers, hear their stories. Tomorrow I have a fellow coming in who's bringing in his granddaughter, whose parents, Alice and George Carnuble, worked for Dinkle's Bakery for over 40 years. They were a big part of the success of this business. Alice was the sales manager. They met at Tinkles as teenagers and fell in love and got married. And he was washing floors and became a great, great cake decorator. And
we are. You have the love and gratitude of so many people in Chicago. So is it firm, Norm? Is it true? Dinkles is done on April 30th and you can ride off into retirement?
Well, here's the story. Yes. As it stands right now, yes, the building has been sold. We have April to say goodbye, May to auction off the equipment, and June to get everything cleaned up for the new owners. And the outdoor sign, I just learned, is a valuable antique collection.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, I want to talk to you again before you close up. We are just up against a time crunch here, and I've got to toss it to the newsroom. But we're going to talk again before April 30th, and we'll see if we can talk you out of it, okay?
Okay, Lisa. Thank you. Have a nice evening. Thank you very much.
You too. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.